And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Courtney Mum, who's Project Officer Careers for Women in Trades from the AMWU, here on the line. G'day, Courtney, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How about you?
I'm good. It's been so hot, and I haven't been sleeping so well because of it, but I'm here. What about you?
Yeah, no, I feel you. 35 yesterday. It was a bit hot in the car all day.
Now, tell us, there's been, as the announcement said, that the level of women deciding to go into trades is still low, even though there's been a push for some time to find it attractive. What are the barriers, do you think?
Yes, so we know that women make up just 2% of the non-traditional trades at the moment, and that figure is much lower, as you can imagine, for the manufacturing trades as well. Some of the barriers, I guess, to be brutally honest, the amount of sexual harassment in these sorts of male-dominated industries is a real turn-off for women. Even just a lack of employer understanding of the things that women will need in work sites, like female toilets, which is just absolutely amazing that you know, this sort of stuff's still going on in 2023. But also just that lack of exposure in schools, and for mature age women to even, you know, consider the trades as an option. That's something we've been really trying to target through the project. So the Women in Trades project has been running, you know, trade days, networking forums. We've been providing workshops, all that sort of stuff, so that women know that the trades are actually an option for them.
Yeah, because as you point out, there is a very high level skill set that is involved in a range of trades. And the idea that half the population or more than half the population won't have people in it who really are set on fire by the idea of applying mental and hand manual skills in a process that is what trades are about. I mean, you know, it's an interesting job.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's such a rewarding career. You know, you can get really well-paying jobs. You can get, you know, that satisfaction out of a bit of creativity, making something from start to finish. But I guess we figure trades to be a little something more to women. You know, they can provide that sort of financial independence from a coercive relationship. Even stuff like providing a pathway out of the poverty cycle, we see it as so much more for women. You know, being able to show that the trades are more than just, you know, for men, women can show that, you know, we can do this too, that it is something, you know, that they can bring a lot of value to, not just in the work, but also to workplaces as well.
Which leads to the question of the big issue of sexual harassment, actual work culture that needs to change. Now, it's obvious that if you want to change it, you have to have more people represented by the group, right? Because otherwise the dominant group can just walk all over people.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it really relies on having those, you know, leaders in the workplace, often male leaders standing up and just sort of setting the tone for the culture. But also it really does rely on the employer taking the initiative to provide training. I know Women on Site, for instance, are running a great program at the moment on gender violence, workplace gender violence. So it really is the employer's responsibility to step up, and, you know, it's not just a case of, oh, let's start hiring women. It's about starting to provide a real supportive environment and making sure that the women aren't going to be, you know, having a really rough time, because we know that sexual harassment does happen in these sorts of workplaces, and it is the employer's responsibility first and foremost to, you know, step up and set the tone for that.
Well, actually, you brought up something really important, which is the several prongs of attack that's been going on in changing the space, the workspace for women, right? So there's the work that you do where you're going to do an expo to show a case or a range of trades, I presume. That's what you're going to do, right, on March the 1st?
Yeah, absolutely. So the expo is really about providing that last step in the Women in Trades project. So we've got a whole bunch of women who are now keen on getting a job. And it's really about providing that connection, because we know that women don't have that informal connection through footy clubs or cricket clubs that boys might currently have. So it's really about creating that link to some great employers who are doing some good stuff in the space. And it'll be, all trades. We'd obviously love to really promote the manufacturing trades. And we're going to be doing that through little tool workshops. We'll also have some careers practitioners there, the skills and job centres, and a range of different support services as well. So it's a whole, it's an all-rounder expo, I guess, more than just jobs. So women at all stages in their journey of finding a job are welcome to come along, whether that be coming along to have your resume touched up or actually to sit down, have an interview and hopefully get a job on the day.
Oh, well, that's really interesting. I'll go back to the previous question, which is that many prongs that are being put together to make that work safe. We see the different campaigns, but you're bringing it to together. So the campaign to ensure that legislation included responsibility of employers over sexual harassment. That was one of the keys to the recent legislation that was the Respect campaign. It was pushed aside by the Morrison government, but it was always a central part of the legislation that had to be there. And then, of course, there's other things like, I know that the CFMEU, for example, went to court over the issue of female toilets on the ground. So from all these different areas, people are working towards making the broader workplace for women in trades more safer and more possible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the
long-winded, but yeah.
You're absolutely right. A lot of work's being done in so many different areas. I think more recently we've been in Trades Hall, we've been pushing to end non-disclosure agreements in regards to sexual harassment. I think that'll be absolutely massive at the moment. You know, you can be working in one of these workplaces and, you know, something terrible like that can happen to you and you can be forced to have to close your mouth about it for the rest of your life, which is just absolutely disgusting, to be honest. All these different bits of work that are being done by the union movement, it's just incredible and it really is making a difference.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that you pointed out was that you're talking about young ones, but you're also talking about mature, you're directing it to mature-aged women for potential trade work, right?
Yeah, so we'll have a bit of a mix. Obviously your mature-aged women who will be coming and looking for predominantly a job. But we've also got some schools coming through as well, because it's really important that we're getting down in those young years and trying to, you know, make a real systemic change about, you know, how young people look towards their careers. We know that women will start ruling out career options as early as grade 5, which is just absolutely insane, given that, you know, most sorts of initiatives really only target, you know, year 12 and onwards when we're thinking about careers. We thought we'd really try to bring some schools along.
Primary schools you're talking about?
No, we've been doing work with primary schools. For this expo, it'll be sort of year 9 onwards.
Yeah.
We'll sort of be targeting that structured workplace learning one day a week where they might want to go out with an employer and do a bit of work with them. But also, mature age women as well, of all ages. We've had women over the age of 50, of course, who've wanted a career change, and it's never too late.
Mm. Well, this is very interesting because you're really getting to the nitty-gritty of society's makeup, aren't you, when you start doing this work?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? All the things I've learnt, and I haven't been on the project that long. It's only been about 9 months, and I've learnt just a huge amount about all this sort of stuff, and it's things you don't even think of, really.
And there's a lot that, as you said, the informal networks aren't there, but you're creating them.
Yeah, definitely. So, and especially providing that link to good employers who are doing some good work in the space of supporting women, whether that be mentoring programs or they are undergoing training, all that sort of stuff in the workplace. So they're not just your employees where you're going to be thrown in, you're going to be the only woman on the floor. These are some really great places that, you know, we'd definitely recommend women to look for a job in.
Tell my listeners the time, the date, how they get involved.
Yeah, so they can sign up via Eventbrite, come along. It'll go for 3 hours, so from 10 to 1 on Wednesday. So the first hour will be all your workshops, all that sort of stuff. The second hour will be a panel discussion, and then the third hour will be the jobs. So sign up or register via the AMWU website to come along.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Broadmeadows Town Hall.
All right, good. So people can get there by train.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll also be parking right around the corner of the shops. So, yeah, there'll be plenty of parking there. And, yeah, it's a good convenient spot if you want to get the train as well.
Thanks for getting up in the morning and talking to me. Although, getting up early is probably what you do.
Yeah, no, look, it wasn't too bad.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
All right.